Well, there we are. Good morning. Good morning to you, everyone, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Janice P.M., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater living in Massachusetts. Now, today is June the 16th, 2026, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Now, today we are reading from we're on chapter 4, We Agnostics, page 45, paragraph 2, and that begins, well, that's exactly what this book is about, with he had nearly evaded or entirely ignored. And this morning our readers are the first reader for the 12 steps will be Susan G. The 12 traditions will be Mary S. The readers of our texts are Dana P., Lou Ann C., and Chanel T. At this time, Susan, will you please read our 12 steps?
I sure will. Susan G., recovered compulsive overeater here. Step 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Step 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Step 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Step 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Step 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Step 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me give some service, and thank you for yours.
And thank you once more, Susan, for reading our steps. And now we're going to have 12 traditions. Mary S., please go ahead, Deb.
Okay, good morning. Mary S. to read 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God. He may express Himself in our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to compulsive overeaters who still suffer. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media or of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks so much for letting me do this service, and I'll pass.
And thank you so much, Mary. Well, I'm going to just announce who the newcomer greeter is going to be after the meeting, and that would be Alex Kay. And our announcements special is Robin P. All right. And in addition, before we start reading, I'd like to give you two share IDs. One is for yesterday, which is Monday. That's June 15th, 2026, and that's for the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. That's 23551, 23,551. And this morning, highly recommended, Tuesday, June 16th, 2026, our 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,553. That's 23553. Okay, now we will begin the reading on page 45, paragraph 2. And Dana P., would you please start reading, honey? Wait a minute now. Am I okay here? No. How about if I do the preamble? I told you I'm rusty. OAA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, any political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Now, at a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence in the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Now, we've already read the 12 steps and 12 traditions. Now, we're going to tell you how this meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature. Then we stop and share on what was read. Now, anyone can share, but we do ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and the literature that we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Pardon me. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Now, this is our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked with what it was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. Now, if you'd like to share, just press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press 1 to mute your phone. Now, in order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone, except the speakers, should be muted. So today, again, we're going to resume our study on the Big Book on page 45, paragraph 2. And I will now ask Dana P. to please start reading, Dana.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you, my friend. You're doing great. I am Dana P. I'm in California. Welcome all my friends and fellows, especially if you are new. Second paragraph. I'd like to preface this with the paragraph before. You know, it's telling us what we need is power, and now we're asking the question or answering the question. Well, that's exactly what this book is about. Its main object is enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. That means we have written a book which we believe to be spiritual as well as moral. And it means, of course, that we are going to talk about God. Here, difficulty arises with agnostics. Many times we talk to a new man and watch his hope rise as we discuss his alcoholic problems and explain our fellowship. But his faith falls when we speak of spiritual matters, especially when we mention God. For we have reopened a subject which our man thought he had neatly evaded or entirely ignored. Thank you for your patience with me in that paragraph. It's long. And I just thought I would make a distinction here for myself and for anyone else who might be interested. This chapter is We Agnostics. And we get kind of mixed up sometimes about the difference between atheism and agnosticism. So I sort of looked it up and thought it would be helpful to define. And atheism is a lack of belief in God or gods. In other words, that they don't believe that there is one. And agnosticism is a lack of knowledge of God or gods, that God is unknown or unknowable. And I thought that was kind of interesting because they really are completely different things. And what is it? So, you know, I guess in a lot of ways I kind of am an agnostic because I don't know God. And God forbid that someday I would actually know, because my knowledge and what my understanding is always going to be limited, always going to be limited. And you know, I believe that God is unlimited, whatever that word is, this power that we're seeking. And that's essentially what it is. We can use the word God to mean power, that power that we absolutely need in order to overcome this disease that we have, this disease of compulsive overeating. And for me, it manifests in so many other ways. and so I need this power, and how do we get it? And it explains that kind of in this paragraph here. We have to do a moral inventory. And we have to have a spiritual connection. And how do we get that? You know, we get that through working the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, the 12 steps that are laid out in this book, the 12 steps that were read at the beginning. And we start with step one, which is a twofold process. It's a body and a mind problem. So I have a body and a mind problem. And what the solution is spiritual. So we're physical, mental, spiritual beings. And if we think that we're just the body and the mind, then we're in the problem. And I love what it says on page 83. It just kind of popped into my consciousness this morning to turn to that. The spiritual life is not a theory. You know, theory is proven with the mind or disproven with the mind. And essentially it's telling us here, the spiritual life is not a theory. We have to live it. So this is all about experience. And this is our behavior, not our words, are what shows whether or not we're recovered. So it's that changing of the behavior, changing of those things that we discover as we work through our inventory, the list, the step six list. And what do we do with that? Boy, I'll tell you, I tried and tried and tried to change myself, and I could not until I got down on my knees and began to develop this relationship with power greater than myself. And it's showing me how to be a good human. So I'm going to pass with that. I'm excited to hear what other people have to say about this fantastic paragraph. There's so much here. And again, thank you, Janice, for your service. I'm Dana P. in California, and I'll pass.
And thank you so much, Dana. Thank you so much. Okay, now we're going to take names, and since this paragraph is so powerful, we're going to go one by one, and after each name, I will repeat your name so you know that I called on you, and I take a minimum number, and so that everybody can get in. All right, who will be first?
Name. Luann C.
Luann C.
Boise.
Joanne C. Is that Idaho?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you, Joanne.
Larry G, California.
Larry, yeah. All right, we're going to take Larry G from California.
Diane M. Lucia.
Now, just a minute. After Larry G, you have to go slow with me. Who was after Larry G?
Lucia.
Lucia. Oh, pretty nice. Lucia, where are you from?
New York.
Paul R.
Now, where, Lucia, what is your first initial to your last name?
D.
D as in adorable?
D as in Daisy.
Oh, B as in beautiful. Okay.
No, D as in Daisy. D as in Daisy. But you, whatever you want to put
Daisy.
In there.
Daisy. Daisy,
yeah.
The flower, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you, Lucia.
Stephanie L. Stephanie L.
Okay, Stephanie, I'll take you. And where are you from, Stephanie?
California.
Oh, of course. Okay, thank you. And there was a gentleman.
Paul R.
Who?
Paul R., California. Good morning.
Paul R. from?
California.
Okay. Sorry, you have to go, you know, you're doing a good job, everybody. Okay, I'm going to stop there. And we're
Chanel T.
All right, Chanel, I'll take you, T. Chanel T. And then we're going to go to Joanne. Joanne, you're up because we're dying to get into this paragraph. Go ahead.
Good morning, Janice. Yeah, I'm Luann C. I'm gratefully recovered today in Boise, Idaho. The word that's really standing out to me is the word enable, and I find a lot of hope there. When I looked it up, it said to empower or to make possible or easy. So here the book or the paragraph is telling me that this book is going to empower me, make it possible to find the power that will solve my problem. And, you know, I had neatly evaded the God relationship because I vaguely conceded there might be a God, you know, and if someone could prove God's existence to me, I'd be open to believing. But that all remained on the back burner. And, you know, if you're a newcomer, what would happen for me was, to be honest, I didn't care. I didn't know how it all worked, but I was going insane with the constant negotiating with food and fear. And I'd have brief successes and I'd have these terrible failures. All I really knew was I saw people free at the battle, and I would cross the God bridge when I came to it. I was willing to follow someone in whom the food problem had been solved. And when I committed to go through the process and see if it might work for me too, I found a power of my own understanding that I could access to put this disease in daily remission. And, you know, what I'm finding is that God is working through my heart, which has been closed because I've been working on the theory level in my mind. And, you know, when I work the program, my heart is being opened, and that is short-circuiting my dysfunctional thinking so that I can be food neutral and free. And I am just filled with gratitude for that and for the opportunity to share. So if you're new, I hope you hear something that makes you want to come back because there's the solutions here. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
And thank you so much. That was Joanne C. from Idaho. Now we have Larry G. from California. Hi, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, Joanne. Just love you. You're such a valued member of our community. You give so much service. I really appreciate it. Larry G. from California. I'm going to focus on the two words, postpone and fade. I don't believe in this metaphor about pockets of agnosticism. You know, I believe you are either agnostic or you're not. You're either an alcoholic, you're not. You're either pregnant, you're not. There's no pockets of agnosticism. And I have been a believer since an early age, and I can't see God, I can't taste God, I can't feel God, I can't hear God, but Bill has introduced us to the sixth sense, which is the intuitive sense, and through the intuitive sense that I know there's a God in my life. However, I haven't always gone to God, and as some of you know, I've reset my sobriety date, absent date. I was going on 6 years, and I had a horrendous compulsive eating of my green light or my absent foods. And I knew at that point that I had to change my sobriety date. And a person I talked to yesterday has encouraged me to share, because I feel like a failure, that I was just a recovered person, right? And I have a lot of pride in that, and announced myself as recovered. But I got to see that there's another aspect of this disease. I had been holding on to the concept that as long as I don't eat my alcoholic foods, I'm abstinent. And that got me through the first 6 years. That worked for the first 6 years until it didn't. Because I could see that if I continue to eat extra food, that I would relapse one day, even though I was eating absent food. Now I've come to another place in the last week or two that I have lost the right to unilaterally change my plan of eating. And my plan of eating in the last 6 years has been like the proverbial joke at a social, where someone tells a joke and the joke comes around at the end of the day and you don't even recognize the joke. That's what my food plan looked like. You know, I would start out with this food plan and I would stay within the ounces and the servings, but at the end of the day, that food plan did not look like anything in the beginning. And I realized that that is insanity. I realized I had an obsession to extra food. And I have obsession to be able to change my food plan anytime. And I've talked to several long-term members, including this woman from Canada that I dearly love, has been around a long time. And all these members who have 15, 16, 17 years have told me, Larry, that's a relapse. If you have committed 8 ounces and you have 9, that's a relapse. I didn't want to believe that. But I could see today how wrong I was, and how I was postponing or evading bringing God into this decision to change my plan of eating or to eat extra food. And I'll tell you, this last week, since I have been practicing this not changing my food unilaterally, it's a bitch. I can see it's an addiction. It is an addiction, because my brain going shopping yesterday was like going off like one of these pinball machines, these lights, and how I could figure out how to have this food and change this food. And I don't need to tell anybody. God gave me a brain to use. This is dignity here, have dignity of choice, all these bullshit slogans I was abusing my mind to do what? So that I could change my plan of eating and to eat the way I want to eat, not the way God wants me to eat, but the way I want to eat. So I did not postpone or evade God yesterday. I took God in that store with me, and I walked out of exactly what I needed, and I had one more day of pure absence, black and white absence. That's what I want, is black and white absence. Just like I'm an alcoholic, I don't drink alcohol. I want to have the same kind of absence so that I can live this life. Hey, thank you for the general reminder I passed to you.
And thank you so much. That was Larry G. from California. Now we have Lucia, D as in Daisy, from New York. Go ahead, Lucia. It's your turn.
Hi. Hi, Lucia. Compulsive eater. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. So I did miss the reading, but I'm guessing that we're talking about the chapter on, you know, atheist agnostics. Am I right?
Page 45, paragraph 2.
Okay. So so I can talk about my experience throughout the program, or throughout kind of like my, spiritual connection with my higher power being the most experienced or being the most important thing. And every time that wanes, my program just falters. I'm also in another program. God willing, I'll have 17 years in a couple months. And I wouldn't have anything in my life without it. But I will say I grew up in an extremely rigid religious family where it kind of turned my entire family, because of this one person in my family, it turned us all eventually away from religion. I didn't really think about religion at all. Once I went to college, was in my 20s, got really bad into my other substance. And then eventually I was brought down on my knees. And my first spiritual experience was literally, I believe God helped me pick up the phone to get to a treatment center. So I do believe that my experience with my God has mostly been of the educational variety, because I have been able to use reasoning to say, yes, there is a God. And what I mean by that is I have so many of these beautiful moments and memories throughout my life, like standing on a beach with all my sisters and my cousins when I was young, and watching the sand kind of like creep in on your toes and the water wash away. That's a God thing for me. And like being in my Nana's kitchen when I was young and just listening to her hum and seeing the joy she had, in that space, that was her space. And, when you make a new connection with a random person, that you probably never would have met, but all of a sudden they're in your life. Like, so that's just an example of it. So mine, a lot of times, is like sensory. I use the five senses, and I'm like, those are things that God gave us. They didn't just like pop out of nowhere. But I love this program so much. This community means so much to me. I had 4.5 years of beautiful abstinence when I first came into the program, and I'm blessed with the fact that I did relapse. I like slipped and slided all over the place. I'd get a year, then I'd have 6 months, and it was hard. It was so hard, but I believe that was meant to happen so that I can relate to more people and share my story. And it doesn't matter, what kind of abstinence you have, as long as you have a connection. Or if you're an atheist, that's your thing. But as long as you have something that, makes you feel like you're not alone, I believe that's what it is, So, but I believe, me personally, in a higher power, and I believe in this program and in this community of beautiful people. And I'll pass.
Sure. Well, thank you so much. That's Lucia from New York. Now we have Stephanie L.
Thank you.
Can you hear me? Stephanie L. from California.
Janice, did you call on Stephanie L.?
Yeah, Stephanie, you're on. That's okay.
All right. Well, thanks. And you're doing a great job. This is always a challenge. Good morning, everyone. I'm Stephanie L. I'm a recovered compulsive eater in Southern California. And man, this paragraph and the paragraph before it, I have been in this program for, almost 20 years, and I can't say that I have 20 years of continuous abstinence or that I've been recovered for 20 years, because I've had a lot of relapse in my story, and by the grace of God, that's not my story today, and I believe that doesn't have to be part of my story moving forward. But, this first or the second sentence is really important, because I used to walk around with the big book in my hand and say, this big book is saving my life, and these steps are saving my life. And I really didn't get it. And it says it here in black and white. It says the whole purpose of this book is for me to find power, right? And in the previous paragraph, lack of power, that's my dilemma. My problem isn't a lack of desire. My problem is I don't have the power to stop shoving food in my mouth, like in a vicious, like in a crazy way. Like, I don't have the power not to eat compulsively and to hurt myself with food. I've tried. I've program hopped. I've, you know, food plan hopped. I've meeting hopped. I've sponsor hopped. I've tried every, you know, diet throughout my life, and I don't have the power. So the whole purpose of this book is it outlines the program of recovery that connects me with this power who I choose to call God, right? And, you know, my relationship and my connection with this power has to be like the most important thing in my life today, right? And, you know, I'm really grateful to know that that is my truth today, because I need something bigger than me to stand between me and the disease, because I'm not strong enough. You know, I don't have the strength to fight this disease on my own, and I've tried my entire life. So did I talk about God? Yeah. But for me, and this is only my experience, right? This spiritual solution, you know, one day at a time, has enabled me to live free of the obsession to compulsively overeat. And that is a miracle. And that is a gift. And I hear you, Janice. Again, you're doing a great job. Thanks, everyone. And with that, I will pass.
And thank you so much, Stephanie L. from California. Okay, before we go on, Paul, we're just going to be reminded that we're on page 45 and we're on paragraph 2, okay? And you know that starts with, well, that's exactly what this book is all about. Okay, it is your turn, Paul R. from California. Please go ahead, Deb.
Good morning, everyone. This is Paul R., recovered compulsive overeater, you know, for the grace of God today. What a great meeting and great shares. Thanks for everyone who's shared. you know, I've been involved in 12-step program, and I had a God of my own understanding that I thought that time was the God of my own understanding. But I had really difficulty to believe in and have a God of my own understanding, or bring a God of my own understanding, which he wants to be kind and loving, and just eat moderately and eat not with volume, eat with, it's just not act out on food, just not acting out on food. He wants me to learn how not to try to abuse the exercise routine, how to not work out 2 to 3 hours because I want to be the best of physical that I can be. So I want your applause and I want your approval that, oh my God, wow, look at you, how you look fantastic. You look really lean. What happened? You know, that's what I always needed. I wanted you to tell me that, wow, how you look great. And then once you told me, wow, and the food has got messy, you told me, like, wow, did you gain some weight? I was running home and I needed to eat over that run. I was like, me big? Oh, my God. And end of the day, how to bring this, you know, whatever it's like, definitely not judgmental, critical, definitely not condemnation. That's the one that, like, it's just, that's how I live my life. That's how I live my life. And I still come up sometimes. And that's not God is. That's all negativity. It's false. It stems from, you know, this false sense of identity. That's what I think who I am. And actually, that's not who I am. That's just the old way of thinking and old way of behaving and the old way of everything that it tells me that you want to get away. Don't tell them like you eat this. Don't tell him that you eat that. And you should have more. This is not enough. You know, you got this. Selfishness, self-centeredness that we think is a root of our trouble. You know, always, I want to get away with things. And, you know, it takes some time to always just keep remain being open. Just keep being remain open. What can I learn today? How can I be keep staying enthusiastic about get to know more and just know less. Actually, I'm just a big fan of the set aside prayer, like, because I need to set everything aside that I know everything about everything. And then I have a chance, and then I will pass. Thanks for me to share.
And thank you so much, Paul. That was Paul R. from California. All right, Chanel T, got you up next.
Thanks so much, Janice. Thank you always for your faithful service. Appreciate you, and you're doing a great job. Better you than me, okay? I don't know how y'all do that, so thank you. Hi, this is Chanel T in Washington State. I am a grateful compulsive eater and a recovered compulsive eater, all by the grace of God, who is beyond my understanding. That's a mouthful, but I wanted to say it in relation to this paragraph because I've had three distinct experiences and extremely powerful experiences with step two, with We Agnostics, and one, I wasn't looking for a program, but I was, and I didn't know it, and I was visiting the PAPA program. I don't identify in there, but I was there to be with the cool people, to be with the free binge foods they had at their break, and to read in the back. And I would read this book while they were reading it aloud, and I just remember thinking, yeah, whatever. There's no God, and if there is, there's no God that loves me. And yet, I was intrigued by the God they were talking about, God of my own conception, all of it. I was really intrigued by it, and that led me to do some research toward a higher power and find one. So I'm forever grateful to this book, which directly led me to that. Then coming back in 2016, where I truly just wanted you to help me follow a food plan and be abstinent-ish, sort of abstinent, and lose a bunch of weight, and then I was going to leave you because I would graduate, in my opinion, no matter what y'all said to me. And now we weren't using the big book, but we did talk about the steps, and step two, I glossed over step three as well because, well, I already believe. That's for we agnostics. That's for people who are agnostic or atheists. It's not for me. I already believe. Really missed the point. Had to suffer a bunch when I left with a resentment that a way doesn't work. It didn't work the way I wanted it to at that time because it's not set up to do that. It's a spiritual program, and I didn't get that piece that my body and mind and spirit are all connected. I can't just separate them out one from the other. I try sometimes, but I can't. And I do have a spiritual malady. And coming back on my face, not just my knees at the end of 2022, finally getting that in January 2023, when I was going through and I got to this chapter, I was crying. And the reason I was crying is because I believed in an all-powerful God. I did believe in that. And I call mine God, doesn't matter. Whatever I heard someone say she calls her higher power grace. I love that. In a conversation we were having. And gentle reminder. Okay. I'll just say this.
I think so. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'll just say this. I didn't know that God would do for me what I couldn't do for myself. And I acted as if on my sponsor's recommendation. And I am eternally grateful because God is doing for me what I can't do for myself. I'm so glad for this book, this program laid out in the book, my higher power, of course, in this meeting, this book study. Thank you. With that, I'll pass.
And thank you so much, Chanel T. Okay, I am ready to hopefully get some more names. Okay, who would like to begin?
Diana
Miami.
S.
Oh.
Miami.
I,
Sally A.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody asked, is it Mimi? Is that what you said?
Moremi.
Oh, could you spell that kindly?
Sure. M like Mary, O, R, E, M like Mary, I.
Moremi, S? She's from Miami.
Yes.
That's what I heard. Okay. Thank you for your patience, people. Okay. Next. Who would like to be next? After Marie.
Sure, no.
Again? I didn't get that one. Just say it again, please.
Diana M.
Diana M. Is that what
yes.
you said? Diana M. From where? Where are you from,
Washington
Diana?
Washington State.
Got it. Okay. Next. It was a gentleman.
Rob.
I believe. Rob. First letter of your last name, please.
H.
Rob H. Where are you from?
New York.
Okay. Thank you. Rob, who's next? Who would like to be next?
Gordon L.
Gordon L. Jordan L.
Jordan.
K-O-R.
D-A-N, Colorado.
Spell it again down, please.
J-O-R.
Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan, yep.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jordan, of course. Jordan.
That's okay.
Jordan out from where? California?
Colorado.
Colorado. Okay, let's go with that group. Okay.
Thanks, Janice.
Okay, you're welcome. Let me see, I got four. Let me do one more. Let me attempt one more. Who would like to go next after Jordan? Anybody? All right, let's go to Marimi S. from Miami, please. Your patience, thank you.
Can I be heard?
Yes.
Thank you all so much, everybody here and behind the scenes in this program. I'm so grateful for you all, and I've been in this program about 6 months, seven now, and I'm learning so much. And just gracious, wow, this was an amazing read. And for about, 7 months now, I have this paragraph about lack of power, which is before, but then this paragraph comes and tells me this enables me to find that power greater than myself. And so I have thought, you know, for 50 years, you know, I think I am the power, right? Me, my grit and grind, surviving. But I am not the power, right? And as I was thinking about this, I was reading We Agnostics, and so I replaced it with all the synonyms. And I was trained by linguistics, so this is Merriam-Webster's dictionary, but we the godless, we the disbelievers, we the doubters, we the skeptical, we the questioners, we the pessimists, we the cynic. And the opposite was devout, God-fearing, godly, holy, prayerful, religious, saintly, worshipful, consecrated, sacred, sanctified, pious, reverent, hallowed, believer. That was the opposite of agnostic. And so I'm not any of those things. I've been in this program just doing it imperfectly. But I learn, you know, to act as if all these things, which I'm nowhere near. And I can just keep praying for the willingness, you know, to be willing to get that level of neutrality one day. I'm not there, but I can either, like, live with this power or not that this book tells me about. And I was laughing when I read this because I thought about, like, when I was teaching my daughter how to drive, right? Like, I wouldn't give her the wheel, right? Like, hell no. Because she's going to kill us,
But gentle reminder.
Thank you. I'm going to wrap it up. But you get it. Like, I take the wheel. I do it all the time. So thank you all so much for your service.
Oh, and thank you so much, Marimi. S from Miami. All right. I'm as you can see, I'm not good on time. So I believe I'd like to have two more. See how that goes with 2 minutes each. And if it goes over, it goes over. Okay, but I can't do that. We're going to have Diane M. from Washington, please. Two minutes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I was muted. So I'm Diana M. from Washington, Southern Washington State. And I'm glad for online meetings because it enables me to have a meeting and to listen to others experiencing strength, which I find inspiring and strengthening. And so my relationship with God, Heavenly Father, as I call him, has been active for a long time. And I'm grateful for that. I've received a lot of strengthening and healing and from my higher power, especially when it comes to controlling overeating. And I do pray a lot about having help throughout the day. And when I have that feeling of compulsivity or strong need, I right away have a prayer and ask Heavenly Father to intervene and take that from me or else help me figure out how to do it. Sometimes writing about it or just acknowledging to myself why that strong feeling came. And sometimes it's enough to just know what my needs really are because I use food to meet a certain need without really meeting the need. Like I'm bored, I need comfort. Usually it's I need comfort. And so he'll take away that feeling of compulsivity and then I feel neutral about it. So I don't know if I've used my 2 minutes up yet, but I guess I'll pass. Thank you for listening.
And I appreciate you for ending. That was Diane M. from Washington. Okay, Rob H. from New York. Let's try you next, please.
From New York.
Yeah, thanks for letting me share. Can't say I have anything too profound. I'm grateful for what I did here today. I guess whenever I hear about we agnostics, I think about the spiritual experience in the back of the book. We talk about, you know, the educational variety. When I first came into program, one of the things I wanted to do was reconnect because I'm a big isolator. You know, I run away from any type of interactions, which is kind of what I'm doing right now. I had to walk out of the apartment because I was getting pissed off with my significant other. So, but yeah, part of this program is reconnecting. And, you know, I know I didn't do my prayer meditation this morning, so maybe when I get home I'll figure out how to do that. But I know that the program works if I do it, and I just got to do it. So anyway, thanks for letting me share. Rob H. from New York.
And thank you so much, Rob H. Okay, one clock says one thing. Does anybody have about a minute that they would wrap it up for us, a minute or two? Anybody? Otherwise, we will close early. All right. Well, I'm going to thank everyone that was patient with me, especially
Nina.
Okay, go ahead. Quick, about a minute or so. Go ahead, Nina. Is that your name? Who was that lady, I guess? Can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Nina.
Go ahead, dear.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I'm just having a really hard time, and like, yeah, I guess I only have a minute. But yesterday, you know, someone in the program, I don't have a sponsor yet, and I'm like, feel like I'm white knuckling it. And then, you know, the sponsor said something, or the woman said something. Anyway, the point is I really have a problem and I really need a sponsor. And like, I basically started eating last night because I felt shame because of what this person said to me in the program, which was, but she was telling the truth. And then I overslept today and missed a call from my boss. And it's like, yeah, like this, it's like no different than if I had just binged last night on alcohol, even if technically the foods that I ate like weren't my binge foods, but I'm not sober. So just thank you so much for letting me share.
Well, thank you for being honest, and we understand here, but you keep on, because we're going to have some sponsored names at the end of the meeting, okay? But right now we'd like to thank everyone who shared, you know. We're going to close now with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, and we're going to have Lou Ann C. read that for us.
Thank you, Janice. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we only know a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.